Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This particular program, we're going to talk about a prophecy that just was made available to us yesterday or this week. And it kind of so just is very interesting.
Yeah, and, at least.
Yeah. And it makes us want to ponder it because, but think about this. I mean, don't you, I mean, if you're thinking about something more than the kitten video that they play on the world news, you know, before that, you're thinking 5 minutes, you're done. You know, 10 minutes, you're done talking about the world. Why one other network has 24-hour news and the world's falling apart. I mean, the whole list we, you know, went through with Bill O'Reilly, you got to check that out on the VFN Torch, but it's not a good list of things that are going wrong right now. And it's like, and you used any of that 30 minutes for the world to be able to talk about what you talked about. And it's, I believe that the media is giving people what they want. They don't, they don't want to know, you know, but the church, we want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know, that the truth in regards to not being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I mean, think about this. Think about that. If Israel would have known, if the Jews would have known that Hitler had planned this whole evil empire and was going to blame, was turned the narrative, suddenly was going to turn on the Jews, and all of a sudden they were going to be the cause of all these problems. Sounds like today, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then they were going to be, you know, try to exterminate them. You would just move. You would do something differently, or you just wouldn't vote for him.
Right.
You wouldn't vote for, he was voted in, I believe. Hitler was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was voted in. And
he promised them everything.
Yes, his mother was going, don't. No, I don't know what his mother was doing. But this is an interesting prophetic word because it has to do with, you know, the talking heads that are not, like, is there any substance to this? And we had the privilege of meeting one of our audience members who's also, John did, is a reporter. And his comments were, I'm tired of speaking empty words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about this. And what we call news is like every day is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But life's not like that. Sometimes especially the church, we got to hear, okay, we want to know what's going on, but we want to hear a biblical perspective of what's going on. Yeah, I need to know how to survive this thing. Yeah, I need to be able to prepare. I need to be able to. And so it looks like, according to this word, that God's going to deal with that whole concept of news. And really, it's just a corporate world that's hiring someone to sit in a room to read a teleprompter that they've already vetted that particular comment that
right.
meets all of their advertisers' agenda, so they don't lose an advertiser.
Right.
Because it's about making money. The 24-hour mm-hmm. news cycle means I got advertisers enough for 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw something in there in between that. And versus like everything needs to mean something. People's time is very precious, and we really believe that, and we're just honored that you sit and you watch and you listen, and that we carefully with fear and trembling bring to you what we feel the Lord is wanting us to say at the time. We could talk about a thousand things,
sure.
But what is a now word? Rhema was where Samuel came from, and it's called a rhema word. Like what's God saying right now? And this word came out. I thought it was pretty interesting. John, it's from, who is this particular word from?
This word is from, I believe his name is Bill Yount.
Yeah, Bill Yount.
And it's called Urgent Call to Prayer for News Anchors.
Well, I didn't think about this, no.
Yeah.
This is the whole thing. Urgent Call to Prayer for News Anchors. And I know some really good news anchors out there, you know, and saying you pray for them. And it's Blow the Shofar Ministries, by the way.
Yeah.
Blow the Shofar Ministries. And so let's kind of read through this and take it, you know, one part at a time and see
sure.
what's going on.
The title is News Anchors Will Be Shaken as They Report Perilous Upcoming World Events. Some will be shaken overboard. Anchors away. I heard the Father say, I will begin to shake the news media through the perilous events coming upon the earth. As news anchors are sent to certain locations where devastations and dangerous conditions emerge, there will be those news stations whose anchors will not be able to withstand the stress and pressure of reporting horrendous news day after day.
Now, when you look at the prophetic words that we've already given, and somebody says, you know, some people are just talking about everything's going to be great, everything's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Yes, if we repent, but we still may have a ton of discipline. The things that we're seeing, the things that God's showing us, you know, maybe we're the Jonah that's got to say what has to be said so that people do repent. But it's not good. I mean, we've seen great devastation. If you've heard Rick Joyner, we've been talking about Rick Joyner. He's been saying it himself on VFN TV. And the whole nation, he says, if you imagine a house with a fire up underneath the house, he says, that's America.
Yeah.
Flames are coming up. You're trying to stomp the flame out. He said, you don't understand, the whole foundation is on fire. All the paper money, you know, going up in flames and all of a sudden going into a digital economy. Mm-hmm. Great tragedy of aircraft, many different areas, battles in the air with other governments.
The perfect storm.
The perfect storm over and over again with John Paul Jackson's word in 2008 is coming to pass. The situation where you had just great turmoil in the streets and people being robbed and destruction and crime and mobs and gangs. And I mean, listen, to read these words, just like,
yeah.
I mean, all we're doing is just telling you what God's saying. And we've got to do that, because it says, if you don't do that, you're going to be held personally accountable before God. But you look at the media right now, they're just playing politics. They're playing social games with people, not realizing there's fatal consequences for this, for lying to the people. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Senator Rand Paul just said on MSNBC, they asked him a real tough question. He says, well, once you start progressing the truth 24 hours a day, I'll tell you the answer to that question.
Good for him,
because he was saying for 24 hours, you're not telling the truth. And that's what people are saying, that it's like, but think about it, as the news, you need to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe like that one reporter, I'm tired of speaking empty words. So now imagine these folks having to get off their agendas and go out there and put the camera on the borders or put the camera in a devastated area and begin to see the devastation that was caused because of their choice to ignore the realities that led up to it.
Mm.
I think about that. And that's what you see, that we can see that coming.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
The word anchor means something that provides stability or security, like an anchor of a ship in the midst of a raging storm. The calmness and stability we have seen up until now in our news anchors is about to be highly tested. I sense that what is about to be reported in the very near future will make the bad news of yesterday seem as nothing compared to what is about to follow.
Now, but based on what we're seeing, that's very accurate. Think about this. Who wants to do this?
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't like, you know, we weren't happy, you know, but when God begins to speak and he begins to say, you're going to need, he wants to, this is what he does. If people won't do what he wants, he'll begin to raise up other voices that will do what he wants. God's going to get to have a witness.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he's going to have a witness. He's going to raise up a witness. And as Rick Joyner prophesied some time back, and just intelligence comes from him, that what you're experiencing VFN TV and the daily radio program, the 24-hour news cycle, you know, God's news, behind the news, the prophecy, and all this coming together, convergence of what we would say normal
right.
in the church, and this is the new way of getting the news. This mm-hmm. is the new way of doing it. At any point, you know, you're looking at with iPads, iPhones, Androids, Kindle coming soon, television broadcast, internet streaming. This is the way you need to get it, but you need to not just have convenience. You actually have to have substance to what you're getting.
Absolutely.
And the things that have come over this network, it's come over this VFN TV networks, understand, it's come to pass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to know. You want to know that if you go back and you look to the warning that was given to a government before the government, and this had to happen, that it happened just like that. Floods, disasters, and I was just talking to some folks about that said that I was just talking to a county commissioner about it, that people still haven't recovered from that. And it's just the beginning of times that test men's souls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so God's going to give wisdom. This is exciting. And the point is, okay, hard times are coming, but this is one of the answers. This mm-hmm. is God is setting up one of the answers. Okay.
I will begin to promote unknown anchormen and anchorwomen into national media who have an anchor that holds and grips the solid rock. I saw several known anchormen and anchorwomen shaken to the core of their beings as they became weary and unable to cope with the stress of their jobs day after day. I heard the Spirit say, "Anchors away." The Lord then took me to the book of Acts in chapter 27, verses 23 to 24, to a life-threatening storm where an anchor man named Apostle Paul had received a late, quote-unquote, breaking news report from an angel of God saying, paraphrased, "Fear not, I have good news in the midst of the bad news. I am with you in the midst of the raging storm. Because of you, I will spare the lives of others on your ship."
This is interesting because some of the things the Lord has spoken through Bob Jones and later reiterated through his spiritual son,
Paul Keith Davis, and Rick Joyner, actually.
And Rick Joyner, the Lighthouse Prophecy, talking about leaderships and that leaderships, capital S-H-I-P-S, and with the Lord, the day that we launched on television, the day that we launched on the Christian Television Network, WHBR, right before that, the Lord spoke to me prophetically, and he showed me that it's like a battleship and patrolling, and that when lies come, then you basically fire off truth and go, "Well, this is really what God says." And he showed me coming. As a matter of fact, you can look at this battleship right here. This is the USS Missouri, where the peace treaty was signed for World War II, and it's firing shots off. And you think about it, so it was going up and down the coast, and all of a sudden I saw coming over our borders, somebody was coming over our borders. And this is prior, we've been around for a little bit. So, and that I was supposed to speak truth. We're all supposed to speak truth out and come against and destroy the lies of the enemy and what's going on. And look at our borders today being flooded and speaking truth about that. And these things are coming to pass. And this is amazing how that's happening. You know, possibly it just looks like, you know, maybe, you know, we're part of that paradigm. We're going through this prophetic word that we just got, and it is amazing how it so lines up with what we're seeing. You know, prophecy confirms what God's already saying to you. If you're following God, it does. If not, it just convicts you to get back on the line. Right. But this is amazing, talking about news anchors and God raising up news anchors, and we just, speaking of this, we just want to thank God for our anchors that stand with us.
Yes.
You know, our sponsors that are anchors, that they keep our sponsors and our anchor sponsors keep us on the air, us broadcasting. And by you connecting with them, anchors, the anchor program continues to do prophetically what this anchor word is talking to you about. It's amazing, isn't it?
Amazing.
Yeah. Totally amazing.
Partnering together.
So, and we even talked about, you know, some of the things you've heard about embedded reporters that you know, we have. Think about this. Technology's everywhere. Technology's in with all the believers, Christians, the church. And how simple it is for now that our listeners and audience are able to be right there with their iPhone or their Android phone or their iPad, do a quick interview ourselves instead of getting some sort of other perspective. We get straight from the horse's mouth ourselves and be able to report the truth. For example, like we did on the borders, we're able to report exactly what's happening on the borders. It was amazing when you find out, you know, why are they not allowing pictures and videos of what's going on the border? We found out why. And so it's amazing when you anchor. So you think about the embedded reporters, but also what the Lord is showing me, that there's going to be missionary journalists, that's what you do. I mean, it's inside of you. You've been a talking head for so long. You've been a reporter going like, "Mrs. Smith got cookies this week." You know, you've been doing that kind of reporting, and you're just like, you know, what did I think about? You know, this is not what I want to do. But God's going to call you, and he's going to use you, and he's going to take that talent of yours, and you're going to submit it to God. You can say, "Here, you know, I just want to report the honest truth. That's all I want to do." And people are going to connect to you, and they're going to say, "I want to be a part of your ministry." And what you're going to do, you're going to go to the epicenter of what's going on, and you're going to record an honest report with your simple technical media device in an interview, and you're going to get that to VFN-TV and Daily Radio Program and the other anchors that are out there, and it's going to be not the AP anymore. It's going to be the JP, Jesus's people. It's out here reporting the news. And so you just need to know the truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a chance to spend a little time with some Iraqi youth that's come to America, and this is what she said. She said very specifically when they're asking her, why are you here? And she said, we're here to find out what makes America great and to go back and to integrate it into Iraq. Mm. And everything else, think about all the lies. People are going, no, we're actually are imitating what you've done. Don't mess it up. And the, a true reporter will go out and stick the mic in someone's face and ask the, you know, question like, who is Jesus to you? We're not saying you have to follow him. We just need to know who he is to you. And that tells a lot about a person, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Okay.
The favor of the Lord.
So we're going back reading the word again. Yes. We're reading more of the prophetic word.
The favor of the Lord will increase upon these hand-picked vessels because of their accuracy in reporting the news before the news actually spreads throughout broadcasting stations, bringing the fear of the Lord and salvation into many lives.
Now, it's important to understand that, you know, we're just read this word. We're seeing evidence of these kind of things, but we're in no way saying, you know, promoting ourselves. We're just going like, hey, it looks like it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
You know, but if God's called you to do it, you need to do it, you know, unapologetically.
That's right.
And so I just see so much accuracy. Do you not?
Yeah. This is very, very confirming.
Well,
very,
so what was your, confirming. What was your, what did you, when you saw
when
this
I
word?
First read this word, I mean, I was in my office and I just fell right back in my chair and I said, Lord, I mean, this is so confirming. I personally felt like, you know, the Lord was speaking directly to us in the midst of what, you know, what we've been doing. This has been an answer to prayer. This has been a humble of saying, Lord, you know, if this is what you want us to do, we'll do it. And this is that. I mean, this
and
is
he even, the Lord even talked to us about our business sponsors.
Yeah.
And showed us how he was going to bless them.
Yeah. Mm.
The same time he showed us the battleship, showed me the battleship, he showed me the businesses. And the businesses, because of the economy, were suffering in disarray. Yeah. But God was going to bless those businesses who stood up for him.
And I read this word right, I just came from a meeting with an anchor sponsor, when I read this word. And to me, it was just, again, another convergence as to what's been happening all along.
We have a little bit more of the word to read, but Pat, what was your, when you, because we've been walking this out, you know?
I mean, I had the same kind of experience. I mean, I read it. I was just like, I felt like he was talking about us the whole entire time. It's like he was just reading our mail. And everything was just converging. Everything God's ever said to us, everything that's, you know, God's revealed through the program over the last, you know, few years. And it's just been amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. We walk away. It's like somebody says, what are you doing? Like, shh, I'm trying to hear the prophecy. That's true. Like, I know, but that was a prophetic word being delivered at the time. Right. Mm-hmm. You're just looking at a recording of that prophetic word maybe at the time. And so, yeah, I mean, this is, we're amazed. But you think about this, what Paul said in defense of the gospel is what we're telling you for our day. They would look at Jesus and his life and what happened. Then we look at scripture and what God said prophetically, what happened. And they'd say, he is the Messiah. He is the one spoken of in Isaiah. He's the one spoken of in Psalms. He's the one spoken, you know what I'm saying? They would do that. And today you're looking at and understand if everything could be written that was written during the time of Jesus, the world couldn't contain the book. So it's not, we're not worshiping the Bible. We're worshiping the God of the Bible. In other words, things continue to happen. As a matter of fact, Jesus said greater things than these will happen. So, but we learn how it happens and use the word of God as a plumb line for verification, whether it's true or not. But, we're seeing the very same thing happen. We see prophetically in a vision or a dream or an encounter or word of knowledge before it happens. And so when it starts happening, that's why we say these things. We go like, this is like our word, isn't it? There's obviously a lot of, God's raising up a lot of folks to do this. But it's just exciting and encouraging. And thank you to our partners and sponsors. You believed, you stood with us, and look what God's doing and what he's going to do. Which means this, when he raises a standard, when he raises a standard, even though the enemy comes in like a flood, that God delivers his people. Let's finish up this word here.
Many will kneel before their televisions, receiving Jesus Christ into their lives with healings and miracles following.
And we've seen that. We've seen, we've talked about it, but we just, the miracles that are going to happen are so powerful. That I've literally seen some of you already. I've seen what's happening. I've seen how you're going to respond. I've seen what God's going to do. Because remember, it's not about being healed. It's about understanding the healer just healed you.
Yeah.
That Jesus just loved on you and you had an encounter with the kingdom of God. But this whole wave of those that have been waiting on the promise, the outpouring of the power of God, and we've seen on VFN TV, and we've talked about this, where you know, a man is come into the presence of several people are watching VFN TV, and at that time I'm speaking specifically about how that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, and that spiritual oppression, you know, whether the evil spirits are on you or in you or around you, whatever it is, you're being hindered by it. And this particular person came, somebody just brought him to a gathering they were having, and they were watching VFN TV. And he went to sleep. He literally just kind of went to sleep while they were watching TV. And against his will, unaware of his knowledge, when I said on VFN TV, "Come out of him in Jesus' name," this man jumped up, sat up straight from a dead sleep, looked straight up, and got delivered just like that. Mm-hmm. Did it not?
Yeah,
that's what
sure
happened.
Sure did.
And so we're seeing how the anointing is going to, God transfers his anointing because he's everywhere. God's everywhere. And he's going to touch you when you have faith to connect with what God is doing, faith in Jesus Christ and the faith that comes through Jesus Christ, to heal you, to give you those words of knowledge and words of wisdom. And just like this man, against his knowledge, against his will, because he was sleeping, he didn't fight it, but that demonic stronghold had to actually leave him the second the power of God came through VFN TV.
Powerful. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Amazing.
And everybody else that was kind of there kind of slid away from the man.
Yeah, right?
It's like, wow. But that's power of God. That's what we're called to do. He says, "In my name, you will." And that's one of the things that happened. But it happened through TV. So you're looking at this word.
Yeah.
And it's like, that means that you can get healed where you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, you know what? I believe God. I believe that you can heal me. I believe that you can save me. We're constantly leading you to meetmyfather.org because that's some of our testimonies, but it's to introduce you to God through his son, Jesus Christ. We believe that the multitudes are going to get saved and that you're going to begin to know him and have a personal relationship with him. That's called abiding.
Yeah.
Abiding with him.
You know, not only are we broadcasting on the Gulf Coast, but, you know, we're sharing all across the country and internationally as well. And we were just encouraged by hearing reports about how Iranians are looking for Jesus because they're tired of Islam, and it's because of broadcasting satellite that's being available to them. Well, we're reaching into Iran as well, it's wonderful to hear from all the internationals as well that are listening, you know, and connecting with us all over the world about how they're being ministered to and encouraged.
Yeah, everybody's starting to see, the veil is being lifted on false religion.
Yeah.
People are ready for some authentic reality. Who is God?
That's right.
And because of because of you, our partners and our sponsors, and those that are praying for us, we're able to reach them privately quite often in their homes, through their cell phones, their broadcast that comes different ways, because they can't just go out in some big...
They can't go out in public, yeah.
As you find out what happens, and as we talk about in North Iraq, what happens. We're going to this prophetic word, just got into our hands, and it's just amazing because it's kind of encouraging.
Yes.
It's discouraging if you've never heard this before. There's going to be some hard times coming, but if you've heard it, it's a good time. Some wisdom's coming by God. This is what the Word of God says. When you read Revelation, for example, he says, "Hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And so, what's happening is no matter what's going to go on, and he's talking about perilous times are coming in the Book of Revelation. That we're not saying this is end time. But if you just listen to God, if you abide with the Lord, if you get connected to what he's doing in that season and hear from him, he's going to tell you where to maybe find food, how to be able to survive a disease and not get it. I mean, it's amazing how God does those things. And as we're going on reading this prophetic word, it's amazing how it lines up, you know, with, and this is Bill Yant?
Yant.
Bill Yant with Blowing the Shofar Ministries. Okay.
We're also in conjunction with the battleship we mentioned earlier. Also, it kind of converges with the word that Steve Hill shared about spiritual avalanche. We'll be shooting down these avalanches.
Yeah, to prevent the avalanche, start shooting into the flaky teachings.
Yes.
And who has already received his reward, he's already with the Lord. But this book called Avalanche, he put the prophetic word in there. He had this awesome encounter with God. What a gift, the last part of his time here. And there's all these false teachings coming down, landing in this resort, and the Christians are in resort. And as the snow builds, and, you know, maybe some of our listeners are in the snowy areas, it gets real dangerous the more snow that falls without it packing in.
Yeah.
It's not a time for it to pack in. Then all of a sudden it just starts coming down on it, destroy homes and everything. And these false teachings, if we don't fire into these snowbanks, truth, then they're going to, and that's how they prevent avalanches. They fire into them and it saves lives because it starts when it's small. These truths are falling one at a time. But if you wait too late, it's just going to run over you. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the analogy of what God has shown us, that, you know, we're just speaking truth over the situation the best we know it. When we know better, we do better. But there's some accuracy, some specific accuracy. And let's continue this word. And so this is a prophetic word that just came. It's kind of really encouraging.
News broadcasting stations will give way to new anchors who are being hoisted up from the deep waters by the hand of the Lord to be brought on board the battered ships on the sea of life.
This is interesting when you say hoisted up from the deep waters, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that interesting? Remember flying in the plane and being
I remember we were flying in the plane and we ended
this
up on
is, this is a prophetic encounter he's having with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we ended up on a seashore and I'm looking over the water and then we gradually start walking out up to my knees and then eventually up over my head and to the point where it was completely, you know, probably 30, 40 feet over my head and I'm just sinking.
With no diving gear.
No diving gear. And totally at peace. Like, here we go.
Yeah, because you were still living underwater. I mean, it wasn't bothering you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Not at all.
And so when you look here, he's saying he's going to go to the deep, right, and pull them out of the deep.
Mm-hmm. By his hand.
By his hand. Mm. That's amazing.
And then be brought on the on board of the battered ships on the Sea of Life.
And the battered ships is what Bob Jones prophesied about. It's what Rick Joyner prophesied about. It's what Paul Keith Davis prophesied about. They're all reiterating the same word here with, well, actually, the Harvest has another ship, hospital ships, but the ship that's been damaged, you know, the leaderships that's been damaged and all by, you got to go back and hopefully all these words are going to be, well, with this, we'll actually have related links on the VFN Torch so you can have all of these words because you'll find out. By George, I think God's speaking to us.
Yeah.
And if we'll just listen to him, we'll just listen to the Lord. He's proven, you know, that he's speaking, and we just got to relax, abide, and follow him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isaiah 33:6 says, "And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure." These anchormen and anchorwomen will come forth from the deep waters of the unknown. They will not only report the perilous news, but will have the treasures and the riches of Christ inside of them.
That's so important because we say it. We've shown some things that you don't even see on regular television to talk about them. But we also, okay, that's the news. That's what just happened. Let's get a biblical perspective. What's God saying about it? What's his word say about it? What did God just reveal to us? You know, one of the things that just came from a child is the bears in the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think about the Bay of Pigs and what happened in John Kennedy's administration, and Russia had submarines ready to fire into Washington, D.C. Well, some of the words that we're hearing, the bear is in the water.
Yeah.
And we need to, and some of the, you take the bear in the water, Russia in the water, off our shores. Mm-hmm. Then you go to John Paul Jackson's prophetic word in 2008, the coming perfect storm. And he talks about, this is the question that you're going to ask. The headlines in the paper is going to be, where was our Navy?
Wow.
And it's like, where is our Navy? Are you looking? Yeah. Are you? And I encourage you, if you are an admiral, you know, if you are part of a fleet, you know, drop those sonars down, look around a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, move off the trials a little bit and start really looking around because there were submarines, and you can find out there's a segment on this on the VFN Torch and VFNTV.com, but where submarines sat off the coast. And understand, Cuba's only 90 miles away from America, it's from the Florida shores. And between Cuba and America were submarines sitting on the bottom, and all they had was to listen to the radio broadcast because they lost communications with Russia.
Yeah.
And it was a miracle of God that kept us off. That's what we want to pray, that kept us from having a missile fired into us.
And in recent news, Russia's reestablishing their relationship with Cuba as we speak.
Yeah, we talked about that. They just paid off all their debt. Yeah. They went down there and said, hey, we'll write a check for you.
Write a check.
All right.
Yes. So here we are. We're seeing Cuban aircraft, Russian aircraft in visual encounters, dreams, and visions with the Lord God showing several folks. And he says nothing ever happens without him speaking it and showing it first. And so we're hearing that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They will not only report the perilous news, but will have the treasures and the riches of Christ inside of them so that the anointing of God will come right through the radio and television screens as people become convicted by their radiant countenance and peace in the midst of chaos. These anointed news anchors will become spectacles to the world as they are given favor to report of the hope within them.
This is so important. Some of the words, the battle is going to be a physical battle. And when that was loosed, it shook the county. It shook the entire county almost that word was loosed in. It shut down. I mean, parts of the county just shut down. The power shut down. Fiber optics shut down. Mm-hmm. The moment that it was the second time that word was stated, it's like, it's going to be a physical battle. It's going to be a physical battle, and all of a sudden it's just a bam, and it's shut down. And these are huge happenings that maybe only the next generation will appreciate, mm-hmm. How God is speaking. God is speaking so clearly. And what better, because if you would have been listening to VFN TV and the radio program or watching TV, you would have still seen us because the wisdom of God kept us broadcasting.
Right, yeah.
But you can go back and hear that segment. But now imagine those news reporters having to go out and say, why is this one national airline totally dedicating itself to the removing of corpse, bodies, because there's so much death that happened in America. I mean, think about it. That's one of the words that came. And watching America being physically attacked, where all of a sudden there's aircraft in the air that's not ours, that's not friendly. And how many people even would think that could happen?
Yeah.
But if you look, if we've been partnering with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm. Right.
And this is what I believe presently is that it's just some sort of, like Jehoshaphat made a bad relationship decision and it was revealed to him prophetically and he changed his mind and he said, that's wrong and I'll repent. I believe based on what the Lord is showing us, at some point our president's going to see that that's not a good relationship and he's going to want to change his mind. This is what Lord's showing us.
And you want to pray for our president. Pray for him. Pray for his life, his safety, his children.
Yes.
Pray for him. Because the Lord showed us some things as well.
Yes.
The word continues. So up-and-coming anointed news anchors will be given words of knowledge on what to do to avoid danger and disease. And they report the news before the news actually takes place.
That's kind of strange because that's kind of what's happening on TV.
Right.
And if you know that, you can go back now and listen and apply what we've already said. And one is prudent preparation. Be prepared. Think about it. Ready.gov, even the government knows it's going to happen.
That's
Every local sheriff's department is buying armored vehicles. Mm. Homeland Security is purchasing reportedly 1 billion rounds of ammunition or something like that. I mean, they're getting ready for something to happen in our nation. I think you need to buy at least 2 cans of tuna fish. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something. And you can find out about that before it happens, just like he's talking about this prophetic word, by going to VFNTV.com, go to the torch, and begin to read these prophecies. But one thing you need to hear, and of course our partners have it right there for them, is to watch prudent preparation or listen to prudent preparation because you need to be prepared for what's about to happen. We're just kind of going through this prophetic word today because it just means so much to us. It's like a real confirming word, and it should hopefully encourage you, our audience, that there's a reason why we're together here. God is speaking through dreams and visions and all these different things to be able, through his word to help us, follow him on this journey. Quite often the tendency is like, just give me my Bible and I'll see you in 10 years.
Yeah.
Create the Garden of Eden and get out of here, God. That's not how God is. I mean, God wants a relationship with you. Mm-hmm. And by abiding with him, what happens is part of abiding is just hiding his word in your heart that you wouldn't sin against him, which is like you know, remembering a verse or something, picking it up and remembering mm-hmm. a verse, talking to God and listening to what he says. We call that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever he says, if he asks you to do something or impresses on you to do something, to do it. That's how simple abiding is. And that, in that, that's called a relationship, you know. And so you're walking with God. And so by us all walking with God together, he's going to say, oblique left. And, you know, all of a sudden, the body of Christ moves to the left. Oblique right. And then all, it's a military term.
I was going to say, what is that?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Thank you. Oblique. Thank you, Marine. Okay.
Wow. Can you look that yes. up for me?
Oblique. Yeah, I'll check that out for us.
Yeah, many oblique.
Make sure he's right.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And so in that, that we have one Lord, Jesus Christ, who leads us by his Spirit. And so it's exciting as we're seeing these things come to pass. We're about to wrap up for the last part of this word. And this word is from Bill Yant from Blowing the Shofar Ministries.
Okay, many will kneel before their televisions receiving Jesus Christ into their lives with healings and miracles following. Some news anchors will be tagged with Bible names such as Daniel or Elijah. An anchor woman, Deborah, who speak with such authority that they will predict the weather patterns and at times change them.
So when you think about Elijah and you think about Deborah, what to understand that you're looking, if you look at these names, you're just saying these are people that speak prophetically. Mm-hmm. In other words, God has spoken to them and told them. Deborah comes back and says, okay, I'll lead you, but understand you're not going to be the man anymore. Mm-hmm. Because
there's Deborah's, a pig coming for you.
Yeah, Deborah's going to do it. That the woman is going to get all the glory for this because you didn't do it. And that's what God did. God blessed Deborah, and she did it. And Elijah is the one that confronted Jezebel and all that. And that's pretty interesting because we've you're talking about weather patterns. Do you remember when God gave me the word for the weather patterns?
Which time?
but this is recent word with when, you know, we were set, you know, we're the studios were going to be in Texas. I mean, we were Texans, man. And then God speaks prophetically. Everything shifted. He says, wait, camp. And then he said, I want it established on the Gulf Coast where we are and to reach the nations. Mm-hmm. And that there's going to be a glory zone established, but that will have to, which means an area that you're not going to have to fight legal battles so that you can reach the world. And instantly somebody came to us and said, listen, we need a trumpet. We need a trumpet. We need a trumpet. And it's interesting. This is called Blow the Shofar Ministries.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And a trumpet is a prophet who's speaking over that. And we didn't say that.
No.
And that was. And then we got a phone call and a conversation with Yolanda, who is a Jewish Holocaust messianic believer, who's a Holocaust survivor, who was a Knight of Crystal Glass. That when they started to... you know, take the Jews and put them in concentration camps. They were just assigned. Her family was assigned to go. But the mayor immediately got struck with throat cancer and their family got out of there. Well, she talked to me and she said, you are a trumpet. Mm. She's prophesying, you are a trumpet.
Mm.
Wow. And I'm thinking, I think we're a trumpet. I think we're a trumpet. We're a battleship. You know, and speaking in the spirit of Elijah, you think about the Malachi mandate and the mm-hmm. things that are going, mm-hmm. turning the hearts of the Father. We could have a part to do with this. The lighthouse, lighthouse prophecy. Yeah. I think, you know, we serve the whole
world
almost through the lighthouse. And so it looks like together we're going to be able to do something. And we're just finding out what God's doing. And this word's just really confirming when you look at it.
Continuing, we must pray for those who are now connected in the news media. A great shaking is coming upon them. Let's pray that they will be shaken into the kingdom through what is happening on the earth, and pray for the promotion of those whom God is bringing in to report his perspective upon these world events.
But think how important this is to have all these voices that are hearing from the Lord, abiding with God, reporting truth, embedded reporters, missionary journalists, and we're just, what's the truth? It's all we want to know is the truth.
And that, to me, that like, was the last ding when I read that, because this is one more line to the end of this prophetic word. And he says, and pray for the promotion of those whom God is bringing in to report his perspective upon these world events. And that's something that, you know, through humility and just, you know, hearing God is, it's not important. We've said this over and over again from day one. You know, it's not important just to know the news, but you got to know what to do with the news that you know.
Right.
But with that, We want to bring a biblical perspective to the best that we can as we're hearing God and finding out what does God have to say about what's happening in Israel, what's happening in the UK, what's happening in the United States, what's happening on our borders, and so on and so forth. And it's just so cool because God's perspective on what is happening is actually being shared now and is going to continue to increase. And
this work kind of confirms and shows, you know, why God has been telling us this, why he's been preparing us, because he plans to save folks. He plans to heal folks. He plans to deliver folks. And I believe he plans a third great awakening for America and a billion souls coming into the kingdom of God. And there has to be a way to be able to do it. And you know, people are beginning to see now that this is how God is doing it and can do it.
Yeah.
And why spend $1.3 million per baptized believer building buildings that people are running from? Why not begin to just, you know, help her out with her apartment, you know, help her out get a job and tell her about Jesus and connect her up to you know, membership of an apostolic hub maybe, or you know, get fed by a daily broadcast on a truth-bearing media format, maybe like the VFN TV and daily radio program. You know, getting rightly related and beginning to see the whole, you know, church come together in a powerful way. And there's some things we're going to be unfolding about that. But, yeah, you're looking at, you know, where else would you have heard in this precept upon precept, this journey of, okay, our president's first international speech was at Cairo University.
Yeah.
The president of Egypt didn't show up. That Cairo's in Egypt. The president of Egypt didn't show up. That you would have heard and connected the dots that John Paul Jackson prophesied in 2008, that as soon as you see the president of Egypt go down, that's when all these things are going to begin. Mm-hmm. What happened? The president of Egypt got put in jail.
Mubarak.
8 members of the illegal Muslim Brotherhood that were outlawed in Egypt were invited to the president's speech there in Egypt. And next thing you know, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood became in power, Morsi.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a sweeping Arab Spring that went all the way across the nation, everywhere except Iran, where the president's advisor, Valerie Jarrett, was born.
Yeah.
Where Secretary Hillary Clinton's assistant that walked with her everywhere she went, Uma, is actually the daughter of big leaders, former big leaders in the Muslim Brotherhood. That she wasn't vetted, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, you know, which means you just check her out, make sure everything's okay. I mean, she's in the Secretary of State's office. Where else would you have heard that Gog, you know, Russia came down and dealt with Magog, Iran, and the president turned over the United Arab League of 21 nations over to the king of Gog, to Russia? And it's here. You're getting a perspective. The question is, what do we do with it? God has been telling us. If you haven't yet heard, about the Goshen blog and being prepared and the blessedness of being prepared, be prepared. Stay tuned. Stay connected. Go to the VFN Torch and just dig in. Go to VFNTV.com. Go to the VFN Torch and begin to make your daily listening. Call it like the VFN Torch University. You know what I'm saying? Just go to school in God and get filled up on the wisdom of God. You'll know what to do. Our God speaks. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.